Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 39. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Nous sommes de retour. We are back with another episode of Coffee Break French. Now, in this episode, as in the previous episodes, we are going to be testing you on your knowledge and your confidence with the constructions, the grammar, and the vocabulary that we've covered recently in episodes of Coffee Break French. Let's get straight on with today's show. So, to begin with, I'd like you to translate this first sentence into French. Number one, I am back and I have good news. I'm back and I have good news. Okay, I'm back, and I have good news. That first expression, I am back, I used it at the beginning of this episode. I said, we are back. Nous sommes de retour. Literally, we are of return. So, I am back, je suis de retour. I'm back, and I have good news. Now, good news, in English, is, in a sense, a singular concept, whereas in French, it's a plural concept. I have some good news items, if you like. So, the news item part, news, is nouvelle. Une chose nouvelle, a thing new, a new thing. Nouvelle. But it's in the plural, so it would be des nouvelles. Some news. I've got some news. Des nouvelles. However, we need to say good news. And that would be des bonnes nouvelles, using the feminine plural form of the adjective bonne, B-O-N-N-E-S. But when you put an adjective before a noun, you remember what happens to the de. It's no longer des bonnes nouvelles, but de bonnes nouvelles. J'ai de bonnes nouvelles. J'ai de bonnes nouvelles. So the whole phrase, je suis de retour, I'm back, et j'ai de bonnes nouvelle, and I have good news. Numéro 2. Translate into French. I have a frog in my throat. Now, that's the English idiomatic expression, and I don't want you to translate it literally, but I want you to see if you can think back to what Katie said when she had a sore throat. I have a frog in my throat, or using the French idiomatic expression, see what you can come up with. I have a frog in my throat. I have a frog in my throat in French becomes I have a cat in the throat. J'ai un chat dans la gorge. J'ai un chat dans la gorge. I have a cat in my throat, or in the throat, literally. J'ai un chat dans la gorge. Okay, let's move straight on to number 3. The phrase I'd like you to translate is, this morning, I saw the boy whose mother is French. this morning, I saw the boy whose mother is French. This is a little bit tricky. Let's begin with this morning. Ce matin. Ce matin. I saw the boy. That's straightforward enough. I saw the boy. Which tense should that be? It's the perfect tense. I saw the boy. J'ai vu le garçon. J'ai vu le garçon. So I saw the boy. Whose mother is French? Now, in French, whose is like of whom or of which in a sense as well. Of whom is translated by the word dont, D-O-N-T, dont. So we have to translate this as I saw the boy of whom the mother is French. Dont la mère est française. Ce matin, j'ai vu le garçon dont la mère est française. This morning, I saw the boy. Ce matin, j'ai vu le garçon whose mother is French, of whom the mother is French, dont la mère est française. Ce matin, j'ai vu le garçon dont la mère est française.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
If you'd like to get more out of Coffee Break French Season 3, why not sign up for the premium version of the course? This includes the language study audio episode, where we go through the text in full and talk about all of the vocabulary and grammar elements contained in the text. We also give you some translation challenges to help you test what you've learned. The premium version also includes lesson notes, where we provide further examples and full transcripts of all the texts and explanations covered in the lesson. You can find out more about the premium version at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Let's move on to number 4. Although it's difficult, I'm beginning to understand. Although it's difficult, I'm beginning to understand. So how do we translate although? Although is bien que. And of course, your subjunctive alarm should be ringing. Bien que, although it's difficult, ce soit difficile. C'est difficile, the indicative, but bien que ce soit, S-O-I-T, ce soit. Bien que ce soit difficile, I'm beginning to understand. To begin to do something or to start to do something is commencer à faire quelque chose. Commencer à faire quelque chose. So I'm beginning to understand. Je commence à comprendre. Although it's difficult, I'm beginning to understand. Bien que ce soit difficile, je commence à comprendre. And number 5. Given that our French course is about to finish, I've decided to leave. I'll say that again, it's a little more complicated this one. Given that our French course is about to finish, I've decided to leave. Okay, given that is literally being given that in French. Étant donné que. So given that our French course is about to finish. So our French course would be notre cours de français. Notre cours de français. Our French course is about to finish. To be about to do something is être sur le point de faire quelque chose. To be on the point of doing something. Être sur le point de faire quelque chose. So, given that our French course is about to finish, étant donné que notre cours de français est sur le point de finir, I have decided to leave. To decide to do something is décider de faire quelque chose. Décider de faire quelque chose. So, j'ai décidé de partir. J'ai décidé de partir. The whole sentence, given that our French course is about to finish, I've decided to leave. Étant donné que notre cours de français est sur le point de finir, j'ai décidé de partir. And that is where we're going to leave our free subscribers. If you have been enjoying this episode, then you can get access to a further 5 translation questions and also our dictation exercise. And all that can be done through our members' version of this course. Find out more at coffeebreakfrench.com. If you go to that page, you can scroll down the page and towards the bottom, you'll see information about Level 3. You can choose to purchase the first 20 lessons or all 40 lessons associated with this course. Each lesson comes with a lesson guide in PDF format and also in EPUB format that you can use on a variety of electronic book readers. And of course, there's the full extended version of every single lesson for your listening pleasure. We'll be back next time with the final lesson in this season of Coffee Break French. In the meantime, merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à très bientôt.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.